Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
It was great seeing you on television talking about the Masters, the leaderboard at Augusta National. That's the only thing that's going on right now. That's it. And we've got Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator. He's going to be on the show with us. Anne Liguori is joining us as well. We're going to talk about her book. She's at the Masters. And, of course, we'll be talking about what she's looking at. Bob Bupka, he's joining us. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder. And we've also got Claude Russo to help you with your game, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. We're going to come back with Mark Rolfing right after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And in the lead, we have a tie, a three-way tie. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Max Homa, all six under par. Nicolai Højgaard, four under. Cameron Davis, three under with Colin Morikawa. Ludvig Åberg, he's at two under, and he's at seventh place all by himself and had a 69 yesterday, probably the best round of them all. One description of yesterday was gusts of 40 and the sand whipping out of the bunkers. Does that give you kind of an idea? Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, member of Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, thank you, Danielle. It's great to be here. First time in decades that I haven't been at Augusta. But that's all right. I have a lot to do on Maui right now and decided that this would be a good year to spend some time here helping everybody that needs a lot of help on Maui. So I'm going to be a fan and watching on TV like everybody else.
I love it. And, you know, the story, Tiger Woods making the cut for the 24th time in the row, the record for years of consecutive cuts and the Masters made. He was tied with Gary Player and Fred Couples until yesterday. You know, and from all corners I hear, fantastic short game on the part of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, his short game has been spectacular. You know, he didn't look great walking around out there yesterday, certainly not as good as he did on Thursday, but he played really, really well, especially considering he had to play all day long pretty much out there. And it's just amazing to me how different things are. If you take a look at the ratings on Thursday of the Masters, Danielle, more than 3 million people watched on ESPN, which is actually equal to the highest final round of the year on the PGA Tour. It just shows how interested people are in Tiger. And if somehow he could hang in here, I'm watching live from right now, and they just posted his score. Number one, he parred the first hole. So if somehow Tiger could get it around in 70 or 71 today, and be in contention for tomorrow, it would be just spectacular.
You know, it certainly would. And, you know, the quote of the last 2 days has to be, I have a chance to win the golf tournament. That's Woods talking. I don't know if they're all going to finish today, but I'm done. I got my two rounds in, just need some food and some caffeine, and I'll be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous attitude when you think about it, because everybody was all congratulating him about making this cut and breaking Fred Couples' cut record, and he could have cared less about that. All he wanted to do was get himself in contention, because he still thinks he can win.
Yeah, he still thinks he can win. Of course he does. I mean, you know, why would you go into this whole thing if you didn't think you could win? You got to believe in yourself. That's all there is to it. You know, you got to believe in yourself. Now, this is really troubling to me, and I don't know what's going on. But, you know, Rory McIlroy, he was like the up-and-comer who was going to take the spot from Tiger Woods and carry it through. What's up with Rory?
You know, he's trying too hard. You know, winning the green jacket means too much to him. I don't know. I don't like the way he's swinging right now. He drove the ball terribly yesterday. He hit some of the worst drives I've seen Rory hit in a long time. He decided to change his schedule this year and play more leading into the Masters to see if that would help get him more competitive. That hasn't really worked. I don't know. It's going to get harder and harder. You know, the more times he gives it a try and doesn't get that green jacket, the harder it's going to get.
It's like self-confidence has gone out of the, you know, remember when he was young? Excuse me. He's still young. But remember that, you know, all that hair and just that attitude. And he wasn't looking at anybody. He was just there to play the game and to win the game. And I just don't feel that. I feel a lot of doubt. And
he's become too technical for me, Danielle. I mean, if I think about Rory and compare him to another athlete in another sport, and I did this with Brandel Chamblee a few weeks ago at Bay Hill. I was talking about the way Rory should play golf. He should play golf the way Steph Curry plays in the NBA, and that is point and shoot. Steph Curry is one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen in college basketball, along with Caitlin, you know, she just is unbelievable. But, you know, if you think about Rory, he's talking so much now about his technique and physically what he's doing. And Steph Curry never thinks about that, not during a game. He does during practice, but it's all point and shoot. He sees the target, and that's the way Rory used to play. Back in 2012 and 13, when he was playing his best, he was a point-and-shoot guy, and I want to see him go back to that.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you got to stop thinking. You just have to stop thinking and just do. And once you get rid of the stinking thinking, as it was once called, you know, you're home free. And a lot of us go through that. You know, before a show, we're thinking about this and that and this and that. Once it starts, you just have to let it flow and just be. Speaking of just being, Bryson DeChambeau is using 3D printed irons approved by the USGA Monday, just this past Monday. And he's tied for the lead today. What is this, 3D printed irons?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff he's doing in general is just so typical Bryson DeChambeau. You know, he's got his own YouTube channel now that he's spending a lot of time generating content before. And every time I see him do something like pick up the hole sign there at the 13th hole yesterday when he did that and carried it around, you know, he knew exactly what he was doing. But that's okay. Whatever he's doing is working this week. I don't like him to win. I really don't see how anybody's going to beat Scottie Scheffler now that Scheffler's in this position after 36 holes. But it has been a tremendous performance by a guy, DeChambeau, who really has never played that great here at Augusta.
Yeah, you know, and when you say he picked up the sign, it was one of those posts that shows you where the restrooms are, the, you know, food over here. And he's marching down the, I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing exerting yourself like that? You can hurt yourself. Come on.
Yeah, he's not thinking right there. And that thing's not a 3-pound sign. That's a 30-pounder.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. The adventure began in November, making these 3D clubs. And what is his coach's name? Mike Shy?
Yeah.
Yeah. They took a couple of forged clubs, inserted bolts from the center to the toe. And DeChambeau liked them so much, he wanted to know how they could produce them, and that's when they went to the 3D printer. Okay, you know, this is really the modern day. Max Homa is a delight to me. How about you?
I love Max Homa. I'm a huge Max Homa fan. His record in the major championships has not been good. His record at Augusta has not been good. But if you look at his game, he's got all the elements to win the Masters. He's a tremendous putter, first of all. He's a really, really good putter. He's got a great attitude. I've loved listening to him doing his press conferences this week. I don't know. I feel pretty good about Max Homa's chances. Now, having said that, how in the world are you going to beat Scottie Scheffler? We keep talking about his ball striking and what a great driver he is and all that, but some of the up and downs he made, he has become literally one of the best pitcher and chippers of the golf ball that I've ever seen. Some of the shots he hit around those greens after missing them yesterday at Augusta were just magical. So as much as I like Homa's chances this week, how's he going to beat Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah, it's a good point, and it's true. And he's so low-key. I mean, he's like a big, I don't know, a big bear, you know, just walking along, just doing its thing. He doesn't, he's not flashy. He's not the scientist. He's Scottie Scheffler, real staid, real nice guy.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, and it'd be interesting later on when you talk to Claude Brousseau, I want you to ask him what people can learn from watching Scottie Scheffler play golf. What can the average recreational golfer learn? Because whatever it is, he has figured it out. week in, week out, he has figured it out. And it's something that's there that we can't figure out yet. But he's going to be hard to beat this weekend, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then the best round yesterday, wasn't it Ludvig Åberg?
Yeah, this guy is tremendous, Danielle. I will tell you, I got to spend a little time with him at Kapalua. He came in early for the Century back in January, and he was on the putting green one night by himself, and I went out there and introduced myself, and he kind of looked at me and said, I know who you are. And he proceeded to tell me all these things about me that I wouldn't have thought he would have ever known. He had never been to Maui. I had never met him. And yet he knew I lived there. He knew I had been, you know, associated with the tournament for decades. And that really showed me a lot for a guy like that, you know, who was playing college golf a year ago.
Yeah. He's really something. And someone said he's going to be the next, like, superstar. Your thoughts on that?
Well, he is, except his problem is the same as Max Homa's, and that's Scottie Scheffler. I keep going back to it. I think Åberg has all kinds of potential to be a superstar. But right now, given the way that Scottie Scheffler is playing, it is going to be extremely difficult for anybody to wrest that number one position away from him. And it's becoming more and more frustrating for the players. You take a look at Jon Rahm, he is all out of sorts.
And
for a number of reasons, I think, obviously. But I think one of the things is he knows, you know, the ultimate question for him right now is how is he going to beat Scottie Scheffler? And the answer is he's not going to.
God, well, that's you're carrying the Scottie Scheffler flag, and you know why shouldn't we? Yes, and why shouldn't we? Because he's how many times has he won? Three in a row.
Yeah, and I mean these are big tournaments he's winning. And what's really interesting about it, Danielle, is they're on completely different kinds of golf courses. Doesn't matter whether they're hard courses or easy courses or lots of trouble or not much trouble. I mean, he's like a chameleon. He can adapt to any situation because he's really got no weaknesses in his game other than potentially he's not the greatest putter out there.
Potentially. We saw that.
Yes, we did.
Wow. I was like, oh, dear. Is he ever going to get his putting game back together again? And he brought it back together. That was what was really miraculous about it is how quickly he put it back together.
Well, he did, and the thing about it is he does not have to putt like Brad Faxon or Ben Crenshaw. All he has to putt is reasonably well, and he can be a dominant player. So there are certain players that have to putt fantastic in order to be dominant, but not Scottie Scheffler. He is such a good ball striker and so good chipping and pitching that he only has to putt reasonably well to be a star.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so Tommy Fleetwood, I'm excited to see him. You know, he's tied for eighth with Danny Willett, another one. Ryan Fox.
Danny Willett, who made seven on the last hole. That was hard to watch.
Yes.
But Fleetwood is starting to find his game again, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him pluck off his first win here in America this year. He's starting to trend nicely, but again, his problem is the same as everybody else's. How's he going to beat Scottie Scheffler?
We're going to always
sound like a broken record, don't I?
Yes. I just want to finish this by saying, tied for eighth is Matthew. Is it Pavin?
Pavon.
Matthew Pavon. Cameron Young, Tommy Fleetwood, Danny Willett, Ryan Fox, Byung-Hun An, and Cameron Smith, all tied for eighth. That's wonderful. And I also want to just say something about Homa playing with Tiger Woods yesterday. Reflecting on it, he goes, "It really is a dream to get to play with him. I've been saying it. I always wanted to just watch him hit iron shots around here. And I was right up next to him. It was really cool. The short game was so good. I don't think I can explain how good some of the chip shots he hit today were." And Homa explained what he saw in watching Woods dissect Augusta National in freakish winds. What about those winds? Have you ever been in 40-mile-an-hour gusts with sand blowing out of the bunkers?
Well, I have, but it's been on Maui, not at Augusta National. And I don't think you'd have been playing golf at Augusta National on that day. But, you know, the one thing you have to keep in mind as the show goes on, Danielle, is 36 of the last 37 winners of the Masters have been in the top 10 after 36 holes. So coming from behind on this course is not easy. It's a hard course to come from behind on, and you have to be in position. So Tiger Woods at plus one is not inside that top 10. He's got a little bit too much ground to make up, as do a number of other players. Xander Schauffele, you know, everybody likes Xander's chances, but you look at the stats and it would say he's too far behind right now.
Yeah, well, how about Colin Morikawa?
Yeah, this has been a surprise to me because his putting is his Achilles heel. And, you know, these greens can really cause you a lot of headaches, but he looks really good on the greens right now. The most important stat at Augusta National for the winners of the Masters is his approach shots to the greens, not just for Colin, but for every player that's ever won the Masters. And I think that's the strength of Colin's game. I wouldn't be surprised to see him now. He would be better off if he was only chasing one player at minus six. He's got three guys at minus six, so he's still got a lot of ways to go. And like I said, it's a hard course to come from behind on.
Right. And then, you know, he's got to beat Scottie Scheffler.
Yes. There you go. Good point, Danielle.
Now, when you knew you were going to be on the show, and you said you would be on the show, and I realized, I got to tell you something. You know, I know you work for NBC, right? And on CBS is where we're watching the Masters. And on CBS, they were talking about what Mark Rolfing was saying. It was just like, wow. You know, these guys on CBS are talking about Mark Rolfing. And that was, like, tremendous. Are you going to go over there pretty soon?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure everybody misses me there. I've become a fixture there, and I'll be back next year. But this was a year for me to be on Maui.
Yes. And I'm totally there. Okay, so let me ask you: when you knew you were going to be here, and what did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to talk about Scottie Scheffler. Like, the guy's so good, I don't know what to say. I wanted to talk a little bit about Maui because we're at a really important stage right now, and you know, we've got housing issues, we've got education issues, we've got, you know, medical facility issues, and it's a critical time. It's had a lot of time has gone by since the fire, but things aren't moving quite fast enough for me right now, and so I'm trying to nudge people along, and just want everybody to not forget about Maui.
Oh, no, we're never going to forget about Maui. Maui no ka oi, you know, Maui strong. And is there anything, you know, like, what are you doing? How can we do something? What do we need to do? Who do we put the pressure on?
Just keep doing what you're doing. And I think the whole junior golf scene is going to be an igniter here, you know, because we have so many kids that, you know, lost their equipment and didn't have a place to play for so long. And it's now starting to come back a little bit. And I'm hoping that junior golf can actually be a big catalyst for this recovery. I think it can, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it because you kids need stability. They need something they can count on. They can count on going to whatever field it is. In this case, it would be on the golf course. And they can go there and they can be with their friends and they can feel a sense of normalcy. And that's really important for children. Yeah, and if there's anything I can do on the show, if there's somebody I can talk to about how I can help, just let me know, okay?
You got it, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, member of Hawaii's Golf Hall of Fame, 2022 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with his wife, Debbie. We're going to be right back now. Anne Liguori is joining us. Yes, she's author of Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And it's got a foreword with Jim Nantz. It's such a cool book. We're going to be back with her. She's at Augusta National. I'm jealous. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right. I know. I hear you. You're all saying, where are the tee times? Where are the... All right. Makale has a 908 and a 1040. Hoku'ala Ocean Club is a 916. Poipu has a 920, a 940, a 1220, and Puka da Cooler. They're going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And we've got an 832, a 948, and a 1058. Turtle Bay, 832, 948, 1058. We've got Eva Beach Golf Course at 10 o'clock and an 1108. And Gold Course, Maui, 1150 at Wailea. Emerald Course, a 940. The Blue Course, a 1050. And the Dunes at Maui Lani, they're, hey, you know, the guys are going out and they are going to have a great time and they need to hit the sweet spot every time. Their name, the Cane Haulers. There's an 1108 if you'd like to like watch them. The Aloha Power Equipment Super Riding Mower Sale is on. You know, I've always wanted to do that, getting on one of those mowers and ride. Okay, we have mowers from homeowner, you know, the ones that homeowners can use, to those super-sized landscapers that I'd be afraid to drive those. Maui, yes, mower accessories galore. They're all available now. You can mow it, mulch it, blow it, and bag it, all with one machine. Let your equipment do the work for you, and we ship off-island. New shipments arriving daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei, that's next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to The Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Anne Liguori is the first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station, and WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network golf correspondent, and owner, host, executive producer of Sports Interview, Radio and TV. Author of Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, with a foreword by Jim Nance. Anne Liguori, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Danielle. Happy Masters weekend.
Oh, no kidding. And tell us, yesterday I heard about 40-mile-an-hour gusts and sand blowing out of the green. What was it like being on the course?
It was, in the 26 years I've been covering this championship, it was the conditions, I can't remember a more difficult day as far as gusts, wind gusts up to 35, 40 miles an hour. The players just looked bent. And, you know, many of them had come back in the morning to finish the first round and then to play, you know, round two and to deal with all those conditions, the crazy winds. It was a tough day. It was, I think the scoring average was just a little over 75, which is the highest it's been since 2017. But it's just wonderful to be here, to walk around. I saw the great Ben Crenshaw this morning under the tree. And, you know, he's one of the five Masters champions in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And I have lots of stories for you, Danielle, if that's what you want to talk about.
Oh, I do want to talk about that. I'm just thrilled that you're there. It's, there is a sense of peace, wisdom, and it's a spiritual place. That's
it is.
And it's funny, when you go there, it takes all your worries away. And you're just in the midst of this wonderful, well-kept Garden of Eden. And I just love the way it's handled and the honor, tradition, all of that that goes into it. Your book is fantastic. And it's Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And the foreword talks about, praises you for the work that you've done. And this is from Jim Nance. He's not one to just, you know, heap praise on people. All the people that you've interviewed, the work that you've done in just radio, television, very impressive. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, at the open of my show, Ben Crenshaw says, hey, Danielle, you know, he's right there. And I love what he says here in your chapter number 9, Ben Crenshaw, treat people well and let destiny guide you.
That's right. That's right. And that's who Ben is. And, you know, when I saw him this morning, he thanked me for including him in the book. He just said it was an honor for him. And, you know, that's how these golfers are. That's how Ben Crenshaw is. And I love his chapter because he's all about destiny and letting destiny guide him and treating people well. And he learned golf, and he learned all of those lessons from the legendary Harvey Penick. And he just feels as if fate brought them together. He met Harvey at the age of 7. And you remember Harvey Penick. He wrote the Little Red Book. And,
yes.
You know, Harvey, he said, Ben said Harvey was the kindest person he'd ever met. And it rubbed off on Ben. And Ben just, you know, told so many great stories. He said the golf bug hit him when he was 11 years old after he hit a tee shot on an elevated tee at Austin Country Club, and the ball just kept flying and flying and flying, and he said he was hooked from that point on. And, you know, the whole chapter is really about, you know, Ben's life and how he just feels that he's been so blessed and that just, you know, he was just so fortunate, he said, to have met Harvey Penick. And then,
yes,
you know, the story, you know, obviously Ben winning 2 Masters and in 95 when he was here on a Sunday evening having dinner in Augusta, getting ready to play when he heard of Harvey's passing. And he left right away and went to the funeral and was one of the pallbearers and then came back and wins. I mean, how incredible, again, destiny. So all those great stories are in that chapter. Danielle and, you know, Jack Nicklaus. I have a chapter on Jack. I saw him early this week at the honorary tea ceremony. He was great. Gary Player is here. He's in the book. Tom Watson just walked through the media area. And Tom Watson, winner of two Masters titles, and he had a lot to say this week at Augusta National. He was at the Champions Dinner, of course, and he was talking about the camaraderie that he felt there. And, you know, you have the LIV players and you have the PGA Tour players, all the champions who'd won here, who have this dinner on Tuesday night here, the Champions Dinner. And he said it was just so good to see the camaraderie and everybody was, it was so joyful. And I think that's what we're missing in golf, right? We want that joy.
Yes.
We want to see these best players get together more often and get along. And we want to concentrate on performances. And one of the things about the book, and one of my goals, was to keep it very uplifting, keep it very positive. And it's all about life lessons and stories from these legends. And Tom Watson's chapter is just as compelling, I think, as Ben's. So
yes.
There's a lot of material in the book, and I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what you just brought up is really important, because in sports, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, there are teams. And there is a, you know, everybody's, I'm a fan of the 49ers. You know, or out of Steelers, or whatever it is, you know, and we're going to play and we're going to beat them up, you know, we're going to go get them. And that's bam, bam, bam. But in golf, there isn't that kind. There's like, may the best man win. You know, whoever comes out on top, we celebrate that. We celebrate everyone who put their best foot forward to make their victory possible. Didn't work out that day, but it will. If you just keep working at it. And that's the beauty of golf. It's a, everybody comes together and enjoys the day, enjoys the golf course and the beauty that we're involved in. And so the idea that we have these two conflicting entities that are trying to make us go like, you know, this team against team thing, it's not golf. And that's the part that drives me nuts.
That's right. And, you know, I've been on many shows and everybody wants to know, well, are these two entities, are the players from these two entities getting along? Well, of course they're getting along. It's Augusta National, as you say. I mean, they're focusing on winning the Masters, right? That's their focus.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be bickering and fighting. They're focused on playing the best they can play in this heaven on earth, basically, as you described it so beautifully earlier. And so, yeah, it's too bad that there are these two competing entities, and it would be nice to have one. But, hey, my attitude, Danielle, is if there are two competing entities, which there are right now, let it be. I mean, the guys know what they're signing up for when they're taking all this money from LIV. And, you know, John Rahm earlier in the week was complaining that, wow, you know, he thought maybe they would get together by now, and he hopes that it happens soon, and how much he misses, you know, playing in the tournaments that he won on the PGA Tour. He misses, especially the Phoenix Open. He lives right near the Phoenix Open, and driving by the Phoenix Open and seeing the stands made him feel so sorry that he couldn't go and, you know, play there again and perhaps defend his title, right? And but these guys know what they're getting involved with when they decide to take the money and leave the PGA Tour. So,
yeah.
Look, I don't feel sorry for them, right?
No.
And if they can come together, great. But if not, new stars will be born
And
raised on the PGA Tour, and they're making great money on the PGA Tour as it is. So.
Yes, exactly. chapter number 12, Bernard Langer. And this is something that we should all live with. Have faith and be grateful for what you have.
That's right. Bernard Langer, and, you know, he's been here, and I'm so, he came in for the Champions Dinner, and I was so disappointed when I heard that he got injured playing pickleball, of all things, and this was going to be the last time he was going to play in the Masters, but I'm hoping he'll come next year to play, and he'll be 100% injury-free. Yeah. But, yeah, just the fact that I got to know Bernard Langer better, and he gave me so much time, all these legends were so generous with their time and wanted to tell me their stories and wanted to share their wisdom. And Bernard's childhood, he was very, very poor.
Yes.
And he talks about how he got into golf by caddying. His brother got him a caddy job at a local golf course, and he would bring home some coins And it was the best thing that ever happened to him. And he was so talented at reading the greens. It just came very naturally to him. And he said that the better I was at reading the greens, the more money I could make. And he turned pro very early. And he got a sponsor, somebody that he met at the golf course that helped him with his expenses when he turned. That's why he turned pro so early. And the rest, as they say, is history. And you wonder why at 66, you know, this guy is still so hungry for not only playing and training and continuing to travel all over the place, but winning.
Winning.
And then you look at their past, you look at their childhood and what they had to go through and what they had to endure, and sometimes it kind of tells you, well, he's hungry because of what he didn't have anything when he was a kid, and he has that hunger just kind of has carried on all these years later. So getting to know these legends from my interviews that are in the book was so interesting to me, you know, because you can kind of figure them out, why maybe some of their motivation for continuing in the game all these years later. Look at Gary Player, 88 years young. He loves to play golf still, and he works out every day, and he eats well, and he has so much wisdom, you know, in one hand, right? I could listen to him all day.
Yeah.
And he also had a very difficult childhood, and he is just so grateful that he's able to continue to live this lifestyle now, having come from, you know, he lost his mother when he was very young, and his father worked all day. He never saw his dad during the day. And he said he was a very unhappy kid, but golf really saved him. So it's interesting to hear their stories and the wisdom that they share that all of us can use in our life, on and off the course.
Yes.
So if you're not a golfer, I really do feel that the book, Life on the Green, Legends and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, it's very uplifting and it's very inspirational. And I think we can all learn wisdom from these legends, even if we're not golfers.
Yeah. Exactly what I was going to say. I'm so glad you said that, because Life on the Green is for anyone to read. It's not about golf per se. It's about life. And here, Renee Powell, don't let anyone else define you, and don't ever give up. Those are so important lessons for young people to take into middle age and you know, whatever you call getting old.
That's right. I mean, I was so happy, Danielle. I ran into Renee Powell on the 12th hole here a couple of days ago, and her chapter is just so compelling. What she had to go through as a young woman trying to play professional golf, you know, she talks about racism and you know, how she dealt with it and how difficult it was. And she moved to the UK and played over there. And she was with here the president of St. Andrews University.
Wow.
And here's a testament to Renee's success story, right? What she's had to overcome. She earned an honorary doctorate from St. Andrews. And they named a dormitory after her.
Wow.
And talk about a success story, right? And she's so humble, and she still runs the golf course, Clearview, in Canton, Ohio, that her father literally built with his own hands. And he wanted this course to be a course where everyone, regardless of race, regardless of gender, could go and play golf, learn the game, and have some fun. And she's running that along with all these educational programs in their educational facility that they just built near the golf course. So, boy, she is doing great work, and it was just such a thrill to have that time to talk to Renee about her life.
Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, Amy Alcott, Ben Crenshaw, Padraig Harrington, Bernard Langer, Nancy Lopez, Jack Nicklaus, Dottie Pepper, Gary Player, Renee Powell, Annika Sorenstam, Jan Stevenson, Tom Watson. They're all in here, and they've got pearls of wisdom that we can all incorporate into our lives and just thrive on. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Daniel, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk
really
with you.
Really enjoy your show.
Thank you. We're going to come right back. Bob Bupka is going to join us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamilo Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host Musings on Golf with Bob Bupka and Kelly Elbin. It's found on all podcast platforms. And author, The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, in Liguori, my warm-up act. I could only dream of such a thing.
There you go. Hey, Bob, what strikes you about this incredible Masters tournament with the weather, et cetera, and John Rahm not being in it?
Yeah, why don't we do it the other way?
Okay.
Ask me what doesn't impress me about this Masters.
What doesn't impress you?
There is nothing. I mean, it's absolutely incredible, as it always is. Bryson DeChambeau. You know, there's an event going on within the event. The Masters title is certainly at stake, Danielle, but it's kind of a live versus PGA Tour. And, you know, there's a lot of ramifications to that. So Bryson DeChambeau representing LIV, the rest of the field representing the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler, and I finally came up with something. When you watch him swing now, what you're really watching is the Scheffler shuffle. and people say, how can he hit a golf ball with his feet flying off the ground? But if you look closely and super slow motion, the club hits the golf ball before his feet move. So that little dance has nothing to do with the strike. And boy, is golf lucky. And you too, you're such a huge part of golf media, Danielle. For us to have somebody like Scottie Scheffler, what an ambassador. What a great husband. As a matter of fact, he's due his first child in a couple of weeks, and he's let everybody know at the Masters, if Meredith, his wife, starts to go in labor early, he's going to leave the tournament and go home to be aside his wife for the birth of their child. I mean, how good is that?
Wasn't he talking about changing diapers just the other day? I thought that was... Scottie Scheffler is one heck of a guy, you know, and he's so solid and staid. He's not, you know, like Bryson DeChambeau picking up that gigantic post that, you know, carries all this signage to tell you which way to go to the restrooms or to go get food at Augusta, you know, and he's walking down the fairway with, what was that all about? It's just, you know, it's just strange. Scotty, I can just always count on Scotty to win.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Scotty changing diapers. I didn't know he wore them.
You're so naughty. You know what I meant.
I know. No, but Bryson DeChambeau, he saw an alternate route for one of his shots. That big signpost was there, so he didn't need anybody else to help him. He just picked it up and put it on his shoulders. It's probably one of the strangest sights you're ever going to see at the Masters. You know, one of the leading players carrying around a big signpost on his back.
Thank you.
But he's strong, and he could handle it.
Yes. I'm really happy to see Max Homa there and, at the, you know, tied with Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau. I really like him. He's just a cutie.
Yeah, he's a solid. He's a solid, Danielle. He definitely is your type of person. He's very laid back, very talented. Just an all-around great guy. His best friend is Sam Burns. They're staying together this week. So, Max Homa certainly would be a fitting champion. But, you know, one thing, we often talk about majors and, how hard they are to win. I just saw a stat just not too long ago. This is Tiger's 92nd major. He's only won 15, and he's the greatest player, one of the greatest players that ever lived. And so to play 92 times and you only win 15, that certainly gives us a clear barometer how tough it is to win a major championship.
Yeah, truly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Tiger Woods, breaking the consecutive cuts made record. And I'm going to say this with, all due respect, in his shape. And I love this quote. It means I have a chance to win the golf tournament. I'm right there. It's really bunched. The way the ball is moving on the greens, chip shots are being blown. It's all you want in a golf course. Chip shots are being blown. It's all you want in a golf course. Yeah, okay.
I know. Why? The tougher it is, the better he likes it.
Yes.
Why don't we take this opportunity to pass along a wonderful golf tip on behalf of your many listeners that love to play this game. And one of the real key secrets to Tiger, and I've been with him at all 15 of his major championships. Mm-hmm. When Tiger tees off, he doesn't think at all about making birdies. What Tiger thinks about is he hates, absolutely hates making a bogey, and he plays accordingly. And I think if your listeners that love this game, if they adopted that philosophy, birdies are nice, but if you can avoid bogeys, you're going to have a good round.
Right. Oh. Very good. That's such good. But it's it's just interesting watching everybody play and just their reflection on the round. And Tiger saying it's all you want in a golf course. Others saying it was just really tough. But it did take a lot out of everyone, except Tiger Woods, who played 23 holes. And he said a little caffeine and a little food, and I'm right back in there.
Yeah, you're right, Danielle. And actually, it was a benefit. The tougher the golf course played, that limited the number of players that probably had a chance of playing well. So Tiger loved that.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved that. And that's why, he's got an outside shot looking in. He's going to need a heck of a round today. Who's to say he can't post it? But, when you look at the top of that leaderboard with Homer and DeChambeau and, Scottie Scheffler, you're looking at some thoroughbreds. And, Bryson DeChambeau has revolutionized the game. Can you believe this? I never in a million years would think I would say this. Bryson DeChambeau this week is playing with 3D made irons.
I hear you.
He made it. Yeah, 3D irons. He made up his own set. I mean, good golly, I'm getting dumber by the day.
Yeah,
staying alive.
Me too. Yes,
and, I know. You know. Well, we're getting there together, so it's fun.
And that makes it all the more fun. Yes, and then it was only approved on Monday. You know, and
right.
He throws them into his bag, and he's off, and he's running, and he's carrying posts along the way. What's next? Oh boy!
Now, I don't know.
Talk Sport. Talk Sport. You're on Talk Sport, and so that's in the UK. What are they talking about when you talk about the Masters? What's their biggest interest? Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood's right up there now. He's got a shot. Of course, Tiger Woods is big, fan favorite over in Europe as he is here. So they're always leaning on me a little bit to bring up things on Tiger Woods. So we keep him posted on that.
Yeah.
Fleetwood's in good shape, really. You know, he's five shots ahead of the lead. And Tommy Fleetwood is a legitimate player. I mean, a legitimate player that's capable of winning. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he came out on top.
Yeah, and Danny Willett, you know, isn't he from the UK too?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
So
he won the Masters in 2016.
That's right. That's
right. And he's been injured a lot, and for him to be five shots ahead of the lead with 36 to go, I'm sure he is delighted.
Yeah. I'm delighted to have you inside the clubhouse with me, Bob Bubka, the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. Co-host Musings on Golf with Bob Bubka and Kelly Elbin. That's found on all of your podcast platforms and author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. I can't wait. Is this this isn't a Ryder Cup year, is it? No, next year, right?
Next year at Bethpage.
Oh, that's right.
On Long Island.
Wow, that's home territory for you.
Yeah, and
yeah.
In his press conference earlier this week, Tiger was asked, any interest in being captain of that Ryder Cup team?
Yeah.
Tiger responded, I'm meeting with Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA of America, 2 weeks after the Masters.
Wow.
So that is a great early indication. We could very well have Tiger. Now you got New York City, you got Tiger Woods, and you got the European team that's been trouncing us. Man, that'll be the hottest ticket in the world.
Yeah, I should say. Thank you for that pearl. Thank you, Bob Bubka.
Thank you, Danielle. You do a marvelous job, and it's an honor and pleasure for me to be on with you.
Oh, thank you. We'll talk again real soon. Aloha.
All right. Take care.
We're going to come back with Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, golfer cause founder. Today, Marilyn Smith's birthday. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Ah, you know, it's Aloha Powers Super Riding Mower Sale. We have mowers for the homeowner, and we have those super-sized mowers for the landscaper, and they're all in stock. Mower accessories galore, and they're all available so you could mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it. Hey, all in one move. Let your equipment do the work. And we ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, going west on Farrington Highway, you get to Waipahu Depot Street. You make a left turn, and there you go. Yes, it's Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Debbie Waitkus worked with Marilyn Smith, one of the 13 LPGA founders, for 10 years. Debbie Waitkus is now the co-tournament director of the Marilyn Smith Tournament. She's also Golf for Cause founder and co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse, Debbie.
Oh, thanks so much, Danielle. I'm so excited to be here on a birthday celebration day.
Yes, yes. Today is Marilyn Smith's birthday. And coming up on April 28th, it's Marilyn Smith Sunday Tea. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a wonderful tradition that we have here in Arizona ahead of her pro-am and then the two-day senior event that all bear her name. And it's a meet and greet. And we have our golf family comes with an expo, and we have people from the community come and tournament participants, as well as a lot of the pros who come to play in the senior event and the pro-am show up. But we have two tournament honorees this year, Renee Powell and Sandra Post, who, I mean, you put these two ladies together and you never know what's going to happen. Marilyn was very influential in their lives, and they turned around and were the instigators of getting her inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. So Joe Passoff is going to interview both of them as part of the Sunday Tea, and we'll do a little bit of celebrating. It's just, one of those, you want to be in the room and hear all the fun stories that they have to tell, that it's just, it's history. It's part of our golf history.
And Joe Passoff is such a good writer and interviewer. That's going to be fun. So this is all hosted by the Gainey Golf Ranch?
It is hosted at the Gainey Golf Club, yes, at Gainey Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Golf It Forward, which is the name of our foundation, it's the DBA of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation. So you don't have as many words to say anymore, Danielle. You can just say Golf It Forward.
Golf It
because
Forward.
That's really what it's all about. So we're actually hosting it at Gainey, which is pretty exciting. It's an invited clubs property, and we just had the Ford Championship also at an invited clubs property, Seville, down in the Chandler-Gilbert area just a couple of weeks ago. So they're getting in on all the LPGA women's golf action here in Arizona. It's lovely, just lovely.
Yeah, and we can be a part of it.
Yes, we can. But I want to share a quote real quick with you.
Sure.
Last weekend, I happened to be in Louisville and went to the Muhammad Ali Museum. And Marilyn and Muhammad Ali had met several times. And we actually have a photo in our Golf at Ford Museum with the two of them. But I saw this quote, and I think it really inspired me with respect to Marilyn and the founders, what they went through. But on the heels of yesterday's Masters event, just listen up. It says, impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. And that's a quote from Muhammad Ali, which
that's
I just thought was so
wonderful.
Appropriate.
That is wonderful. I mean, I'm trying to remember all those words. Where can I find that quote? I need to Google it.
I will send it to you.
Oh, too.
I will send it to you. Happily.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because that's how we should live our life, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, and obviously Muhammad Ali did, right?
Exactly.
All of these people who shattered those glass ceilings and looked at things differently and maybe more pragmatically or sensitively, and sensibly too, I suppose. We have so much to thank them for.
Yeah. Now the Sunday tea is greater than just getting together at the Gainey Ranch. I don't know why I have Gainey Golf Ranch. So I'm sorry if I'm putting this all.
You know why? Because that came from the Golf Heritage Society. They decided to put out a press release and renamed the course and gave Maryland one N instead of two.
Okay.
Sorry to throw you under the bus, Vernon, and Golf Heritage Society, but we want to get it correct.
Yes. So Golf It Forward is the public face of the Maryland Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation. Now, the foundation embodies the ingenuity, drive, and passion of the 13 women who had the foresight to see that there was a future for women in golf, and golf in the future of women. I love that. And look how many women are just rocking it in the game of golf right now. And there's the LPGA. They founded the LPGA. So the Sunday Tee is a fundraising arm so $5,000 scholarships to high school female golfers looking to attend college. This is great, because you go from high school golf into collegiate golf. That really prepares you not only for, your education is foremost, but then the golf, you have the competition amongst other colleges. That really works wonders for your game, doesn't it?
Well, it works wonders for your game, but it also creates community. And that was really important for Maryland, that you had a sisterhood when you got to college. You weren't that lone soldier. There was someone else who was there to help pick you up, as well as you're there to help pick someone else up as well. And then, of course, you have a coach who's a mentor. And I have to tell you, so this past week has been pretty emotional for many of us. Today's Maryland's birthday. Yesterday is the anniversary, the two-year anniversary of founder Shirley Spork passing away, and then also 4 days ago on the 9th is when Maryland passed, and Maryland passed away 5 years ago on the anniversary of the first ANWA event at Augusta, and she was so excited about this tournament, and I know we had a little bit of hubbub because it was at the same time as the ANA, but the conversation we had was about, when have the girls ever had a choice of where they're going to play? Because there are a lot of girls who are invited, or several girls who are invited to play in the ANA as amateurs, right? And this was another group, not the same group who was, basically working really hard to get girls collegiately, recognized for golf. This is Augusta National saying, spending the money and putting it out to the universe that, hey, these girls are good. We want them to come here and play. People need to see them, need to recognize. But when did they ever have a choice? And I will tell you, she was in the hospital. So we had it on TV, and she was so hooked to watching it. And we turned, the volume down during the commercials. Well, by golly, if we didn't turn the volume back up, she was pounding on the bed to tell us that we needed to turn the volume back up. But, it's like, here's her legacy. The future of golf is good. What they started, look how it's continuing. And so, we capture that. And, 5 years ago, that's where we were. And look where we are now. I think the future is good because of what these ladies did.
Yes, absolutely. Look what, is happening in women's golf. It's really phenomenal to see the strength and, the dedication and coming back from difficulties and just continuing on. Muhammad Ali's quote and everything, nothing's impossible. Impossible? What does that mean? That's not a part of my vocabulary. It means it comes something completely different. Fun fact, Maryland Smith hosted the first senior event at, was it Las Colinas? In Texas?
In Las Colinas Country Club in Texas.
Uh-huh.
It was in October of 1988, and I think it was the very first ever senior women's event. Again, very forward-thinking. Look, she started a scholarship fund. She started the LPGA, started the teaching division. Now, as we age as players, where are we going to play? Do we need a future?
Right. She had it all planned out, as we should. Ben Hogan... I didn't know that Marilyn Smith had a crush on Ben.
Well, why do you think her dog's name was Benny?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, if you can't have Ben Hogan, you can at least have a dog with his name.
There you go. Yeah, and my son said that, you know, Marilyn always asks about me because my name is Ben. So... Yeah, but she got him involved. Look, it was in Texas, and he was there. And so she had invited him to come speak to the ladies. Well, not only did he come speak, but he came armed with custom-made, custom-fit maroon jackets to match the theme, the color theme of this whole Women's Senior Open thing that she put together. And they were... There's embroidery on the inside that this was gifted from Ben Hogan.
Wow.
And he actually put them on to each. And there's a crest on the front of them. You know how, like, the PGA of America has their crest. All the golf organizations, you have your crest for your organization.
Right.
It says, it has the name of the event, and then it says LPGA founder underneath. Wow. And the name, wow, the person's name.
Wow.
So we have pictures of him putting them, the jackets, onto these ladies. And even a video of Shirley Spork just a few years ago putting her jacket on, and it's a little big on her. And so she's like, oh, I must have been a little bigger back then, you know.
This is wonderful.
Just his involvement with them, and just like what a wow that is.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but it was like nothing for her to say, hey, Ben, could you come and speak to the ladies? Wow. And look at how he went. He took it to a whole nother level.
That's wonderful.
Whole nother level.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is golfitforward.org. Okay, where you can, there's raffle tickets and you can support this whole program, golfitforward.org, right? We can go there?
You can go there, absolutely. If you want to buy some raffle tickets for the event, we, of course, have a set of pearls. Marilyn always wore pearls, so there's a strand of pearls in there. There's a golf bag of all of the WM Phoenix Open players that they signed. There are some great things in the raffle, and it's just a lovely way to support. And if you go to golfitforward.org, you can click on the 2024 MS Pro-Am tab, and that'll take you right there where you can buy your tickets. Or if you just want to donate, you're welcome to donate as well.
Yeah.
But why not donate with a chance to win something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Donate with a chance to win. And if you can play in it, you know, all the better. We can sign up to play in the event, right? The Golf It Forward.
Absolutely.
Yep, right. Okay. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Well, thank you for having me on such a special day, too. Happy birthday, Marilyn.
Happy birthday, Marilyn. You're with us right now, and I can see you pounding on the bed, wanting the volume turned up. Now, would you guys stop talking? I'm watching a really important program right now. Yeah, she's watching the Masters. Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk again real soon. Okay, you'll have to talk next month. We'll talk about how things went. Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you. Debbie Waitkus, Golf It Forward. We're going to come back and learn a little bit about what we should do for our game. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, is going to give us some pointers after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Claude Russo, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy. That's the Wailea Golf Club. It's wonderful, and you can always reach Claude at C. Brusso, B-R-O-U-S-S-E-A-U, at WaileaGolf.com. He's ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest list of best teachers 2022-2023 in every state, second time in a row. Also number one for 2019 and 2020. So he's got this award three times. PGA Master, Golf Digest certified instructor, Flight Scope certified professional, Aimpoint Level 3 certified instructor, Vision 54 authorized coach, talent contributor with Sports Illustrated, Morning Read with two videos a month this year, V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. I love those videos. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Russo.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle.
And you're one of the most creative people on the planet that I know, because he comes up with the most catchy ideas. You know, we're going to be talking about CIA golf, the CIA golf. No, we're not talking about the CIA. They're nothing involved with golf, at least we don't think they are. But Claude has created this CIA golf. Okay, define this for us, Claude.
Yes. Okay. So that's clear intention, then action.
Aha.
What I mean by that, and then you hear that from the best players that playing in a pretty important tournament this weekend, they say, okay, I will stay focused on the process. I will stay focused on what I do control. So clear intention, action, means you need to have a clear intention what you want to do with the club and the ball before you swing, and then at the ball, you just go in action. So I even put that on my ball to remind myself that this is a good way to play every shot. So basically, if you have a clear intention, what you want to do, and it shouldn't be hit the ball as hard as you can in case you touch it and hope that she will go where you were maybe aiming. So that's not what I call a clear intention. So basically, you may have a clear intention, say, okay, I will play a high draw here, or I will play a little cut, or maybe I just want to make, for most of the golfer, make a solid contact in using what I call your DNA swing or your stock shot. What I mean by that is, what is your normal pattern with the ball when you play? If it's slicing a little bit or a fade, but play for it. Then have a clear intention, that's what you want to do. If you play from right to left, you're more a drawer player, so play with that. And your neurological system in the brain needs a clear intention. You will be amazed of, if you switch from saying, oh, I don't want to hit it in the sand trap, or I don't know if I will slice it again. So that's not a clear intention of what you want to do. The clearer is the intention, the better you will perform.
All right. So in other words, you need to be really specific when you talk to yourself, when you're instructing your brain, we're going to hit this ball right into the center of the green. Is that a clear intention?
That is a clear intention. That's exactly that. So that's exactly that. Because if you keep your focus on where you want the ball to go, you cannot have at the same time, you know, fear or doubt, because you got a clear intention. I always share with the golfer that you are good until proven otherwise. What I mean by that is before you swing the club, you need to have the mindset that missing a shot doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay? So yeah. That's why I say you're good until proven otherwise. Now, you know when they use KISS?
Yeah.
Keep it simple and specific. Specific. What do you want to do with the club and your body and the ball? Just doing that gave you much better performance. I experience it every day with here on the coaching tee at Walia Golf Academy. It's amazing how just helping golfer to have that mindset, it helped their performance.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, long time ago, KISS in radio used to mean keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like in other more words, specific.
You know, it's like, you know, you have to talk to yourself about, hey, don't, you know, don't make this too complicated. Keep it simple, specific. Exactly. Your brain needs to have, it's like a child. You need to give it exact, simple instructions. And now, what about for those folks who are not even sure they're holding the club right, or that they're, the, you know, how, you know, what on what angle is my club face supposed to be aiming at? Because the club is so strange. You really need to talk to a professional about something like that.
Exactly, Danielle. That's a very good question. So basically, there's a lot of optical illusion in golf. So a very simple but efficient way to train on that is that most of the new golfer or not so experienced golfer will look at what I call the top edge of the club, let's say for an iron. You do not want to look at the top edge of the club. You want to look at the bottom edge and all those lines that are the grooves, and then those grooves need to be perfectly perpendicular to where you want the ball to start. So simple way to train about that, it's in your house. If you have grout line for tiles or wooden floor, so what you will do, you can put a ball at the intersection of a grout line with tile, let's say. And then if you just leave the club alone, remember the Beatles, let it be. So just let the club be sitting or pausing on the floor at the intersection of those grout lines.
Okay.
Then you will see that the middle of the club face and the line, you know, in the grooves, will be perpendicular to one of those line on the tile. So that will be your target line.
Ah, that's very good information, because it's really hard when you're just starting off to get to know exactly where you're supposed to line this those grooves up. Now, what about people who can say, you know, I always try to hit it on the third groove?
That's a good idea if you can do that.
It's like, so, really, you can do that?
The groove, Daniel, will be calling that also the sweet spot. Okay. That's the ultimate goal. I agree with you on that. But when they talk about the third groove, they're not necessarily talking about the aiming part of it. It's more like, you know, on the vertical axis of the face of the club,
yeah.
That's where the best player hit it there most of the time. Now, in the aiming part, though, Danielle, okay. It's important that the golfer understand that what needs to be at the target is the club face and the ball, not the golfer. I see that every day again, that what happened is that the golfer plays the club face and the ball at the target. They're pretty good at that. However, the misconception they have is they want to place their body at the target as well. We do not want that involved. We want the body be parallel to the target line. So, again, with, you know, your floor in your house, that's pretty easy. So you need a line for the club face and the ball, and then the secondary line is for you, the golfer. So your feet, knee, hips, and shoulder will be parallel to the target line.
I
always say you need two flags or two targets when you play golf. One for the club face and the ball, and one for you, the golfer.
That's why they put those sticks up down on the ground?
Yes, exactly. And I strongly suggest using two of them. Most of the people use only one, and then they place that stick at the target, and the error they're doing is that they're placing the golfer at the target. And then, let's say for a right-handed player, they will say, Claude, my ball goes to the right. So I ask them to do a shot, prepare, then the ball goes to the right. So I say, did you know you were aiming right? That's why the ball went right. So they need to provide themselves the correct feedback.
Nice. See, it, you know, when you lay it out like this, it all sounds so simple. That's why taking a lesson is it can be really simple. You just the basics. You can start with really basics, and then you can go, you know, and work on those on the golf course, and then you're getting a little bit more proficient, and then you go, okay, I'm ready for lesson number two.
Correct, Daniel. And then it's so interesting that you bring that. Today is the anniversary of 20 years ago was the first time I went on the Master. So what an experience.
Oh.
But going on the basics, yeah, 20 years ago, that was my first experience at the Master. And that was the last Master of Mr. Palmer, so that was fun to see that. But now, coming back to the basics, it's so interesting that you bring that up. Yeah, last night I was listening the wrap-up of the day at the Master, and they were interviewing Scheffler.
Scotty?
You know, number one in the world.
Yep.
Oh, just happened to be number one. And he says, you know what? Every day I work on my basics. I work on my grip. I work on my aiming. So that's the difference between the top players and the rest. They do what it's mundane, not fun, not glamour, but you never good enough at the basics.
Right.
And then when you miss a shot, I share with the golfer that trusts my expertise. I say, okay, before you blame the swing, just check your basic. Were you aiming where you thought you were aiming? Is your ball position was where you thought it should be? Is this your grip? So it was your posture, maybe. So always, always, you know, get better at training on the basic. So I share with the golfer this. General public golfer hit balls. That's what they do. Athlete train with a purpose. That's different. You don't want to go at the practice facility just hitting balls. Because guess what, Daniel? You would get good at hitting balls. But that's not the game. It's not about hitting the ball. It's about hitting the target and having a process that you understand. So the main reason, the number one reason any golfer listening right now or anybody who plays the game, that they're not performing at the level they want or wish, it's a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
They don't know how to use the club in the body, and then they get frustrated. I say, you're not allowed.
You know,
you don't know enough.
To be frustrated?
Correct.
Yeah. You're beating yourself up, and you don't even know why.
And then, Daniel, the worst knowledge they lack of is this one. They will do a great shot, Daniel, and ask them to grade the shot. And they will say, let's say it's a 9.5 on 10. So that's a very, very good shot. I turn towards any golfer and I say, Mr. or Mrs. Golfer, how did you produce that 10? Do you know what they answer 99.9% of the time, Daniel?
What?
I don't know. Yeah, they just did the best shot of their life, and they have no clue how they did it. Then my next question to them is, how do you expect to do it on demand again? So let's just make sure you know what you do good first. And then we can, that becomes the reference, and everything you do is in comparison to that. So when they come to me, I don't believe in rebuilding the swing. I believe there is an athlete, there is a golfer, and everybody will show up in front of me. And then the first thing they need to know is, what do you do when you do a good shot? Forget what you do when you miss it. Learn to learn what you do when you do a good shot first, and do something similar more often.
I love it. I love it. You know, and I'd love to see and let folks know, how can I get the videos? How do, can I see the videos that you produce?
Yes, there is. They can go to the website, www.claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, the number four, numeric four, bestgolf.com. And there is a click, there is a tab video. They can go there. I do video also. They can go on V1 Sport, because I'm an ambassador for them. Just go V1 Sport app, and then if you look at, you create your profile, all that is free. Then you can go in drills, and you look for my name, and I produce, I don't know, 60, 70 videos for them. They're all there.
And you,
that's the way to do it.
Is it easy to make an appointment? I'm not easy, but do you have time for new students?
I always have time, Danielle. No, but yes, it's easy to make an appointment with me. You can go on either claude4bestgolf.com,
okay.
Click book now. My schedule is there. You can also go waliagolf.com, book a lesson, and the schedule is there, so you can book online.
That's wonderful. So you're easy to get a hold of. This is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. I don't know if you understand, becoming a PGA Master is an incredible undertaking. And to be Director of Player Development means he is helping develop players. You can be a player, you know, you just need to be developed, and that's called, you know, learning. PGA Master, Golf Digest Certified Instructor, Flight Scope Certified Professional, Aim Point Level 3 Certified Instructor, Vision 54 Authorized Coach and Talent Contributor with Sports Illustrated and Morning Read, 2 videos a month there, and V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for this opportunity and everything you do for that great game that we love.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without their support, I couldn't afford to pay for the airtime. Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff will help you find what you need. And if you don't know what you need because you don't know enough about all the cameras that are out there, that the possibilities there are, or you want to give someone a fabulous gift, you know, there's always these gift cards. Or just go into the store, you know, go into the store and say, hey, you know, I don't know everything. Help me. Kind of like going to have a lesson with Claude. Pearl Kai Shopping Center is where you'll find Pro Camera Hawaii. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. It's our super riding mower sale, so you can work smarter with the mowers in every size, from mowing a field to keeping your yard looking sharp. Mow it, mulch it, blow it, bag it, you know, put the power at your fingertips. It's Aloha Power Equipment. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They can't find you if you aren't branded. In other words, you know, people look for things that make the, yes, I know. You need to get branded. So get in touch with the Honolulu Sign Company. And the Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship. Go golf. That's right. All right. And we are KORLYNI, Honolulu. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.